Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Saturday, 12 noon. Thumbs up. Okay, we're going to get started because I get loaded with calls during the day here. And area code 901, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, my name's Sabrina. I'm calling from Mississippi. You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Sabrina. So how are you doing today? You sound kind of tired.
Actually, I am. I haven't had no sleep, period.
Well, you've been doing a lot of boring.
Yeah, actually, I have.
So how can I best serve you today, Sabrina?
I would like to know, I don't know, I'm kind of like in between what I should do in this relationship that I'm in right now. I'm kind of on the edge, so I'm trying to see, I don't know, I'm just really having a hard time making a decision.
Yeah, have you seen him making a lot of changes lately?
Yes, I have.
Okay, because that's part of what I see there is a lot of changes, you know, in personality, style, and how he treats you. So
yes.
You know you don't deserve to be yelled at. You know that?
Right.
Okay, so you're also wondering if he's got someone on the side.
Oh, yes, but he denies it.
He denies it, and that's part of why he gets angry, because when us women know, they run. Okay, so you know what you know, Sabrina.
So, I mean, that's who he want to be with. I mean, that's who he in love with. I mean, my thing is, why not just tell me? Why not just be like, okay, that's what I want. That's what I want to do. You know, quit playing games.
Yeah, well, the thing is, he does care about you, and that's what makes it hard. But he's just been frustrated with how things have been going.
Okay.
And so have you. So, you know, I know that money's tight. And because money's tight, you don't always get to go out together. You know, but the two of you need to make a date.
Make a date?
You need to make a date. You know, to get rid of some of this tension that's hanging in the air. And you'll see some improvement after that. Okay, just let him go through his stressor right now. Because like I said, he does love you.
So this thing with this other woman, will it be over? How long is it going to last? Because I'm just about to give up, like, honestly.
I think it's more at an attraction phase and a talk phase right now. You know, but like I said, you know what you know.
Right.
And you've done some checking on your own, so all of it leads to the fact that he probably is. You know, and he's going to deny that till the cows come home.
Right. Oh, goodness.
So you have to be okay with that if you still love him. And that's what you're taking a look at. And there's a piece of you that does, and there's a piece of you that is angry.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and hurt.
I'm trying to see, like, if I just walk away and just leave it alone, I mean, would I be better off, or would I meet someone, you know, that's going to dish out the same kind of love that I dish out? I'm just trying to see if I do that.
Just stay put for a while because it's going to turn around. Okay?
Okay.
It'll get good for you again. All right?
Okay. Okay, I'm going to try.
So just hang in there, okay, sweetie?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Area code 818. You're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Diane. I'm from California. Good morning.
Hi, Diane. How are you this morning?
Hi. Fabulous. Thank you.
You sound like you're in a good mood and in up spirits.
It's true, because, you know, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So I just feel positive, and that's, it's overwhelmingly nice. In regards to an ex-relationship, he wants to come back. And when we were together, I really believed he was my soulmate, but we really had severe fights, and we have broken up. And I don't know if he's changed at all. If it's worth responding to him.
Okay. I get that he's made some major changes.
Uh-oh.
Some of the habits are still the same. Okay, because habits take a little bit longer to wear themselves out.
Okay.
Okay, but as to the other stuff, he is trying to make change. He realized that he cared about you more than he thought he did, and that's why the missing came in.
Ah.
And that's a good thing. That goes in your benefit.
I agree. So our karma's not over? Do you see us back together? Or?
Yeah, I do. So the karma's not quite over.
I hear you, Abe. Do you have a time limit? Or it's so hard to predict time, so that's not a really fair question.
No, actually, with some people, it runs kind of quick. Okay, you guys have run into each other. You made that connection. You made the meeting. Now you're talking on the phone. Okay?
Right.
And it won't be long before you're back being lovers.
Okay. Interesting. Well, I love this reading. I feel good, and thank you so much for taking my call. Many
blessings. You're quite welcome.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Area code 617. You're on the air. What's your first name, and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is Lisa calling from Boston. How are you?
Yeah, Lisa, do you have trouble making decisions?
Yes, I do.
I'm going to hit you square in the eyes, aren't I?
You didn't hesitate. You were right to the point.
Some people ring out that loud, okay, and I can hear it in your voice, because even in your voice pattern, it was hesitant. Okay, so it was like, okay. So she knows what she wants, but then she batters it around.
Yeah, like a cat with the ball of yarn.
So you're batting things around, and then eventually you'll pounce on it.
Right. That's me.
So when it comes to that relationship you're not sure of,
oh, my God.
That's what you're doing.
I love it. Because I was going to ask you about that.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
What's been going on with your feet?
I get corns a lot on my left foot.
Okay, because I see you sometimes limping.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so there's that's going on,
God.
And that's, you know how sometimes you're telling yourself you can't stand stuff?
Yes.
Okay, you need to stop that.
Okay.
Get rid of those words.
Okay.
and tell yourself that you can stand it, or you wouldn't be handed it on a silver platter.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. So you've got a great more deal of stamina than you're giving yourself credit for.
You're right. Wow. Absolutely right. Wow.
Okay, so we're going to make you feel real good today, all right?
Ooh, I like you already.
You've got good sense of self-preservation.
Okay.
Okay, so you know how to protect yourself.
Yes.
Okay, and sometimes when those guys say you play these little games,
mm-hmm.
that's what they're referring to.
Of being self-protective?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so don't take that personal. They're just seeing it, and it gives them that sense of hesitancy where you're concerned.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden you come back at them and pounce. That's what I said. You're one they can't figure out, so that's why they keep coming back.
That's you hit the nail on the head again, because there's a gentleman who, you know, we just had, you know, brief conversation. Hi, good morning. And he said, there's something about you. He's like, there's a wall up of protection around you. So men have.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
So you've been told that direct by one of the men that wants to be in your life.
Oh.
But you got to remember, you were really, really, really heartbroken in the past.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So much so that you felt like you wanted to die.
Yeah, I was married for 17 years, and my marriage dissolved.
Yeah. So, you know, it's hard when we spend that kind of time with someone,
absolutely.
And then all of a sudden they come home one day and say, well, I found somebody else, and I'm ready to rock on.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes. And he had it all planned. He knew exactly what he was going to do, when he was going to execute it. She didn't live far from where we lived, so it was an old classmate of his. So
these men, they don't know what they want, so they keep looking.
Right. Right.
You know, so you can't always wear that personally, but it does affect the self-esteem.
Yes.
So this is why you've got that wall of protection around, and it's okay to have.
Okay.
But not all men are your husband, okay?
That's true. You're right. Right on. You are right on. You're right on.
So you have to take a look at how they treat you.
Yes.
How they come across and what they say. This guy sounds like he was pretty upfront and honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things that you have put out there that they've got to prove to you is their sense of honesty.
Amen. Amen. Yes. 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 There was someone that we were lovers briefly for about 2 years off and on. And we haven't seen each other in about 2 years, 2 to 3 years. And I was wondering, will I ever see him again?
No, that man was a brief thing to help you get over your husband.
Okay.
Okay, that's all he came into your life for.
Okay.
This is why you knew he had nothing really to offer you.
Mm.
You knew all this going into the relationship.
Right. That's true. That's very true.
See, this is why some women wind up getting involved with married men.
I was just about to.
Is because they feel a lack of commitments to themselves.
Okay.
And you know they got to go stealing somebody else's man.
Amen.
These women aren't going to like me saying that, but
but you know what? No,
they got to look at their actions.
It's the truth. It's definitely the truth, and I definitely don't want to be involved with a married man.
Right.
That's not, or a man that has another woman. I'm not, no. I'm either number one or that's it. That means be selfish.
But see, that keeps yourself esteem where it needs to be.
Yeah. I'm either number one or no. No. You know, but
so it's kind of neat how it all works.
Do you see someone coming forward?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Good.
You're the cat's meow, okay?
Oh. But you know what? I have
so just remember that. When you look in the mirror, just go. You got to keep loving yourself, all right?
That's true, honey. That's true. Thank you so very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. And go out and have a good day.
I am, gosh darn it. Put on my stilettos.
You know?
I first got to get the corn off my foot. I don't want to walk around.
When you quit selling yourself, I can't stand this anymore. That's when you'll see those corns starting to stay back.
That's right. Wow. Oh,
okay, because without realizing it, you're telling your body how you feel, so then your body's going to react in kind.
That's true. That's true. I'm actually going to be 47 in April, but when I look in the mirror, I don't see 47. I see maybe 35.
That's why I said, when you look in the mirror, do the purr.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're still the cat's meow, all right?
You know what? You're absolutely right. I am. I need to stop hiding underneath. I need to stop hiding that because I feel like it's a you know how women can be, you know, who does she think she is? She thinks she's all that. And, you know, and most of the time when women see that in another woman, automatically, you know, the claws come.
It doesn't matter how other people view it. You've got to feel it, okay? And there's nothing wrong with you showing off your figure and curves. If the other women can't handle it, oh, well.
But I'm not skinny, you know. I'm a voluptuous.
I didn't say you were. Remember, I told you you had curves.
Yes, you did. I think.
Okay, and there are men attracted to us heavier women.
Yeah. That's true.
Heck, I've got a 28-year-old after me.
Oh!
So, you know, we can't say no, no, no.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Because I actually had a younger guy after me. I'm like, I am. He was young, but he was immature. I wouldn't have minded, but he was immature. He was a young immature.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay, it sounds good. So everything looks okay?
Now, if we could have the young for the hum-hum, okay?
Right.
But with the intellect and the intelligence of an older man, we'd have it made.
Yes, that's the problem right there.
We got to put them all in one package.
Yes, instead of having three and four.
Yeah, I keep telling my girlfriend to find me a Brutus doll. Or a Popeye doll.
Yes, yes.
You know, and I'm going to carry it around with me in my purse and whatnot. And anytime some guy comes on the wrong way, I'm going to pull him out of my purse and say, bam, bam, bam. Popeye's fighting you off, okay?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. This is great. But everything looks okay for me for 2011.
It's fine. You have just forgotten your laughter, okay? That's why I'm trying so hard to make you laugh.
Yeah.
All right? Because your depression goes kind of inside out on you.
Yes. Yeah.
So, you know, I've got to pull you out of yourself and put you back into the flavor of yourself.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
Get it past.
So when you think of the ex-husband and what you're lacking and suffering and that type of thing,
right.
Then he still has a hold on you.
Right. That's true. That's true. You're so right.
So, you know, you have to discern. And I understand you still love, hate the man.
Yes.
okay?
Yeah.
So you have to be all right with that. You can still love him no matter where he is, but now you don't have to deal with his infidelity.
That's true. It's somebody else's problem.
Yep. It's hers.
Yeah. That's very...
Because I don't care what they say. You know, the old saying that once a man does it, he'll do it again is very true.
Oh, I believe it. I believe it. I definitely believe
it. Yeah. It's sad, but it's true.
Yeah. But I'm just glad that I don't have to deal with it. I don't have to deal with it. It's not something that I want to deal with.
Yeah.
I really don't, and that's why it's
important. I'm going to have to move on my board all of a
sudden.
Okay.
It's like we're old friends, just, you know. Thank you so much.
Well, I let people be who they are, say.
Yeah, I love you're
it. You're not going to get judgment from me one way or the other. I don't care if somebody's sleeping with three different men
right.
at three different nights of the week. If that's their thing, go for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, because people just need to be allowed to be who they are.
Amen. Amen to that. Oh, thank you so much. You must
well, you're quite welcome. Remember, you're always my Miss Kitty Cat.
Oh.
Okay. So go pounce on that new one that's coming in.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're
Thank
quite
you.
Welcome.
God bless you, honey.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Area code, it looks like 506. You're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Hello? Area code 215.
Oh, hi. Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm a little blind as a bat, these little numbers here that they have on the screen. It's real hard to see.
Okay. Well, listen, you
so what is it you don't want to see?
What is it I don't want to see? I don't know. You did so well without the person asking a question. I actually had two questions. I'm not sure which one's more important. I had a question about, I've been, estranged from my ex-husband. I ended my marriage, but we have to attend my son's wedding in June, and he's remarried, and I have so many people that I don't feel like confronting in his family, and I'm wondering how that will go. And I also lost a friend.
Actually, everybody had put everything on the back burner because it's the son's day.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Don't feel slighted, okay, because there's a couple people in his family that will make you feel a little slighted.
Oh, really?
You
well,
know
they have for years, but that's, you know, because I did really want the divorce, but I had a good reason to want the divorce. There was just one other question. I had this friend, Elisa, that I was talking to for years on the phone, and all of a sudden she turned very bitter and angry. She has a lot of anger issues anyway, but she just became very nasty and very non-communicative, and I just really don't understand it. I put forth a lot
okay,
of energy.
Okay, this deals with her, and she's got a health issue.
Okay, issues?
So you can't wear that personally.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never knew. I mean, she never talked about that. She seems very healthy.
No, I'm not talking that type of health. I'm talking mental health.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that I can see. A lot of anger, maybe? I don't know.
Well, she comes across, her personality comes across a little bipolar to me. You know, where one day she's real up and she's real raring to go, and then the next day she's down, and she's doing the blame game.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So she
goes
through mood swings.
Okay. Yeah, because it's, you know, it's my relationships for me are important, especially when I put a lot of investment into them. To be a good friend, that's what I've always considered myself. I may not have been the best wife and girlfriend, but girlfriend to men, but I was always a very loyal friend to my friends. And that hurt me very much, so.
Yeah, this had nothing to do with you per se. It's just where she got in her life and the things going on in her life.
Okay, because she's a psychic too, and I just, you just kind of wonder.
Yeah, sometimes we get a little batty, okay? Because Spirit is on our case to make these changes and do things. And we go, oh, no, why are you picking on me? So you have to kind of lap it off, you know.
Okay.
But our lives are not always that easy. Because
right. No,
sometimes we question what we get.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with you, I get your low back.
My lower back?
Yeah.
I think, well, you may be picking up my daughter who lives with me. She's got lower back problems. I don't at the moment, but she does fiercely.
Okay, someone in the house definitely does because I keep picking up low back.
Yeah.
So you must be trying to help her with that?
I'm always trying to help her, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've tried to do healings on her, and I'm just, I do, just healings without even having to touch her, but I'm always trying to make her better. In some way. She's going through a lot of stuff, so.
She's going through a lot of stuff with the boyfriend.
Well, she doesn't have a boyfriend. She recently got a DUI over the last year, and she's pretty much a prisoner, and luckily she can walk to work, but she's a server in a restaurant, and it's hard work, what she does. And she doesn't have a boyfriend. She wishes she did. I mean, her heart's been broken by a boyfriend. Many, many years ago, but she doesn't really have a boyfriend now. But I think she wishes she did, so maybe that's what you're picking up.
Now, I'm going to keep it the same statement, so you're going to see her with a boyfriend shortly.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Okay, because I can't get rid of the man.
Okay. All right. Is it going to be
okay? So when they keep popping in my face like that, I have to drop it down.
Okay. It will be good for her?
It'll be good for a while, but you've got to remember, your daughter can go overboard sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When her depression sets in.
Mm-hmm.
And that lack of self-worth, and she's got to go party to feel better.
Right. Okay.
It's a self-esteem issue. It's okay. There's several factors involved. But don't let her talk down to you the way she does.
Oh God. Yes, she can be brutal.
She can
test.
Be very brutal that way.
Yes.
She can have a real sharp tongue.
Mhm. That's right.
So, when she's doing that, just tell her, I don't care how old you think you are.
Yeah.
But nobody deserves to be spoken to like that.
She's been physically violent too, which has been horrible for me. But she's my child, and she's not a child, she's a woman, but she's always going to be my child. And I've
right,
had.
You're going to have to eventually take away that codependence she has on you.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she's constantly going to be interfering in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want her disrupting you with your next boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Because this next relationship headed your way is a gangbuster.
Oh, really? To be honest with you, I hear people calling about relationships. It's like I thought I was dead there. I just thought, I'm just going to die alone. That's it for me, I just never even thought that was going to be a possibility in my life anymore. But
it's a possibility because you aren't looking.
Right. Okay.
You
well,
know, so when that steps on your door, you're just, you're going to be enamored. So, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. And I know that I'm saying, you know, anywhere between 6 months away to a year, because you've still got healing to do.
Right.
And once you get through that healing and you decide you're ready to step out, boom, it hits.
Okay.
Yours is going to be one where you don't look for it, it looks for you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I guess that makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you very much, Karen. I hope you're having a good year so far, and thank you for your time and efforts.
Well, thank you. And you have a wonderful day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Area code 843, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My first name is Rosalind, and I'm calling from South Carolina.
Hi, Rosalind. How are you?
Great. How are you doing today?
Me, I'm doing wonderful, fantastic, you name it, okay, because I'm choosing to do that.
Wonderful.
So what has been your stomach upsets?
I have had a death in my family.
Uh-huh.
And the funeral is actually next 2 hours.
So you've been the dumps over this.
Very much so.
Okay, and how can I best help you? Because that individual is in resting pose?
Yes.
Okay, and what I mean by that is even spiritually, they are in resting pose.
Okay.
And it's a him, correct?
No, it's a woman.
Who's the man that stands beside you?
What do you mean?
You'll see what I mean at the funeral.
Okay.
Okay, there's a man that stands beside you that tries to be supportive to you.
Mm-hmm. My husband?
Okay, and it's a, well, most definitely the husband.
Okay.
You got a good man there. Do you know that?
Yes, I do. I do.
So what question can I answer?
I'm sorry?
What question can I answer for you?
I was wondering if a message would come through from my aunt, but I'm trying
to... Like I said, I'm in resting phase.
Okay. Well, I want to purchase a home. I just started thinking about it again, and I'm wondering if this is the best time for me to be trying to do that.
You're going to do that in February.
Okay.
It's a good month. You'll get a good deal, and it won't take an arm and a leg for you to get into it.
Okay. You don't foresee any issues or anything
I don't
that I need
see
to be
any
aware
glitches
of right now?
When it comes to you. I don't see any glitches when it comes to you guys buying a house.
Okay. All right, that's good.
You know, you're saved, and you're very good with your money.
Yes, but right now it just doesn't feel that way.
Well, I think the economy is affecting everybody that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
But you guys actually do better than you give yourselves credit for.
Okay.
And you've worked hard to get where you want to be.
Okay. Is there anything else I need to know about my husband? Maybe I haven't been the nicest wife lately. Going through this with my aunt.
Well, you've got to remember, you've been undergoing a lot of stress the last couple of weeks. You know, then with the passage and the funeral today, that's not a feel-good. But see, me, I jump for joy because I know where they're going.
Yeah, me too. And that's what's been so strange for me is I'm so heavy. And, I mean, I even got a message from her.
When you have someone that raises you like a mother.
Yes.
Okay, you're going to feel that sense of loss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can get really close female relationships.
Yes. Yeah.
So your family members, your friends are very important to you.
Yes, this one was 10 years older than me, so we were really close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Karen. I really, really appreciate your time.
You'll be able to start sensing her in another 3 days.
Oh, my
okay,
God.
Right now they've got her in resting phase.
I had a dream, and a woman said, as she walked past me, be on the lookout for the signs from her. That's just all. That's all she said.
Yep.
Look for the signs.
So I'm verifying that to you. Okay?
Wowee. All right. Thank you. Do you teach classes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'll send you an email.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you for your time, Karen.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Area code 203, you're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Oh, hi, Karen. My name is Ann. How are you?
What is your name again?
Ann, A-N-N-E.
Ann.
Yes.
Okay. So what's up, Ann?
I just wanted to see what you saw in general, like romance, business, work. Excuse me.
Actually, you've been kind of stagnant lately.
Yeah, okay.
You know how you can't seem to get motivated to anything?
Yeah. Okay.
And you don't know what's causing that or why it's even there. It's like your body sometimes goes full steam and then all of a sudden the energy level just goes kaput.
Yeah.
So you're going to find a shift in that?
Okay, that's good.
All right. You pretty much know where you want to go. You just don't always know how to get there to that point. You're going to be doing a lot of discerning, which is taking a look at your life and saying, you know what, I'm no longer going to put up with this, this, and this. And over here, I'm okay with this. I have an open mind here.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're doing a lot of inner introspection.
Okay.
Now, what's wrong with the relationship you've got?
I don't have one right now.
You've got one that comes in and out.
Really? There's one from a long time ago that I tried to rekindle. I spoke to him in September, and I really believe I'm going to hear from him. And he probably would be a good prospect, but I'm not sure if that's the one you're seeing or not.
I see someone that you have some kind of contact with, and it's like in and out.
Well, that could be that it's like telepathic rather than physical. I really need a physical contact from him. So what I've been asking for is that if this relationship is part of my future, then I'm asking that the physical contact be made.
Right, so you're in creative mode.
Right.
You know, knowing that with the instant manifestation, our belief pattern is such that we don't hang on to that. So it's hard for instant manifestation all the time, but you've been having a lot of synchronicities as well.
Yes, I would say so.
Okay, so you're in creative mode.
So what
and you've just got to give that a little bit of time for it to come into reality.
Okay, that's what I thought, but it's good to get verification, you know, validation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, you know, I don't have fear about it. I'm just very curious. That's part of my nature, I guess. You know.
A lot of us are analytical. Okay.
Well, I did have one.
Excuse me.
I haven't.
I'm drinking water, and it went down the wrong pipe.
I just find your
sense of humor so funny because you. I don't know whether you're a Sagittarius because you like hone in on something, and then but you say it in such a funny way that you just have a lot of finesse. You finesse it, I guess is the right word for it. You know, where I might be blunter. I'm working on that. I did have a question though that I'm hoping this is not fear surrounding this, but there's a whole thing going on where it was pointed out to me that I might have been a healer in Atlantis, and I'm still like exploring that one in my spare time, you know, research. But I had a woman private message me that she heard me say something about it or whatever, that she recognized the same things that I was recognizing. But then she gave me so much information about her personal life and her physical ailments and stuff and her what she felt to be her previous life that was quite astounding, that I started to have doubts. I mean, I didn't know whether her physical was affecting her mental or this was a true connection. So that was what I was going to ask you about, too.
No, you had a true connection there.
I did. Okay.
Yeah. So when you know you were in Atlantis and you know that you were one of the high priestesses there, why do you doubt it?
No, I don't doubt
okay.
that. It's the other person that I was wondering about who started to because she was, we started talking so much back and forth online that when someone becomes instantly enamored of me, you know what I'm saying? Someone starts to become your friend so easily and instantly because of how I have befriended people in the past. I guess that was what concerned me. Was this a valid connection? Not my connection to Atlantis, but this other person's story. That was what I was starting to have.
Yeah, I'm going to validate it.
Excuse me?
I said I'm going to validate it.
You are, or you, right now you're saying that it's true?
It's true.
Okay. It's kind of fantastic, you know, but I guess it's true then. Okay. But she's looking for more sources, I guess, to piece it together so I could send her anything that I get into. I'm probably more analytical, and she's probably more feeling, I guess.
She's more into the emotion.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you've got that right, and that instant connection is there.
Okay, and we have different, I'd say we even have different religious philosophies now. And although I would say that I'm more accommodating, that it doesn't matter to me what religion or what belief you have, as long as it's not on the dark side, but she seems to be quite unaccepting of some of the other belief systems, I think. More critical, I would say, of traditional belief systems. And I'm not talking fundy stuff here. So, I mean, that was the dichotomy I had, some of what I was saying to her. But okay, then. We have the connection, but I don't know whether it's something that would be built upon because she has a lot of issues with her. I think she's trying to pursue a cure for her ailment, and I don't know
ailment.
That such a thing exists, you know. She has MS.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, you know.
See, she was traumatized in her youth.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And because of the traumatic episode where she felt frozen.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this is why the muscles aren't reacting now. They're not responding.
Okay, because she was really attributing it to, I'm hoping that she's not listening right now because I don't think I'm revealing something that's that confidential. She was revealing a very famous person from her past life that she was, and I think she thought it was connected to that.
No, this I get is more traumatic in its nature. That deals, you know, with this life as well as past life.
Okay, so this is more about that specific thing that happened in this life's youth, is what you're saying.
Yep.
But therefore cannot be healed at this point unless you remove the trauma.
Yeah, see, I'd have to talk to the woman and hear her voice to be able to hone into her completely.
Well, I could tell her
because
that.
She does have an ailment. So sometimes you have to be very gentle in how you enter that individual.
Yes, I understand that. And that was one of my concerns with people telling me that I'm a healer because I believe that I can heal myself, which would be your first step. But I'm very cautious about entering that arena because of a lot of what I've read about bringing it upon yourself if it's coming from your mind. And I don't know whether all modalities are coming totally from your heart or not. Are you following?
Now, when you keep your heart centered in its purity, you'll do fine, and you don't have to tear other people's up.
Okay,
even though we're all connected, that's how we can make that connection. But it doesn't mean we have to take on their stuff.
That's exactly. I would have a tendency that I'm very cautious about to be codependent with someone. It's the moon and cancer thing where I'm empathic, and I'm taking on your problem, trying to solve it and help you. But I have to have a boundary so that I don't go too far because I think I have the potential to pick up the other person's physical problem.
Well, let me give you a real easy boundary.
Mm-hmm.
God knows what's best for them.
Okay.
So when you're doing a healing on them,
mm-hmm.
trust that God works through you and the boundary is already set.
Okay. Even if it's one of these, you know, well, I get totally thrown because now I have never taken Reiki or anything, so I'm not sure which modality, because I wasn't really gravitating towards that. But in trying to find out about the, you know, recovering skills I might have had in Atlantis, I'm not sure whether it's crystals or it's this, now I've found Atlantean healing, but it's through angels rather than, you know, other Reiki modalities. But what I found so far is mostly in Europe. It's in England or in Sweden or on the West Coast of the United States, and I'm on the East Coast. So I don't know whether you should do Reiki, you know, online, long distance, whether that training is valid or whether I'm better off seeking someone local who does it in person. If I do that...
Yeah, what I don't normally do with healing things, I have people send me a photograph of themselves or the person that they're curious about.
Mm-hmm.
And I just do my prayer work and my Reiki into the photo.
No,
because
I
know that I am connected with God and them
at
the same moment in time.
Well, then maybe I don't even need to take Reiki. Is that what you're saying? That I have this ability without even formally taking like a Reiki class?
Right. You're already a master healer.
That's
now the thing is to just step into God and let him heal through you.
Okay, that's what I thought. But then, you know, people say, well, you want to look at this, you want to look at that. And I'm thinking I still need to take these other steps in between, but maybe not. So then that's good. That's very good that I got that information from you. Now, the synchronicity, that has more to do with the relationship coming, or is that my work or my entire, you know, friendship?
That's all around you. Okay, because you're growing in a spiritual sense, you're going to start seeing synchronicity in all areas of your life.
Okay.
Not just pieces.
And clairvoyance? The clairvoyance seems to come and go.
Clairvoyance is a come and go at first. Okay, because you get busy, and try not to analyze it too much, because... you need to just let it go its natural flow.
Okay.
See, when I do Reiki on people, sometimes I'll get this message to press in a certain area on their body, and I just follow it.
But didn't you have to get the symbols from somebody, or did you learn yourself, like, online, or did you learn from somebody, you know, who showed you the symbols and all that for the Reiki?
I went through Reiki classes. I became a master 18 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it was spread by word of mouth more than books or anything of that nature.
Right.
But most of my study came from my Tibetan master.
You mean this person that came to you?
No, I literally met a man who was from Tibet who balanced out my psychic ability with my human ability.
I see. Okay. And that was local for you or online?
One of the greatest stories I can tell is I was crippled, okay? I could not walk. I had calcium spurs throughout my body.
Oh, wow.
And the doctors knew that it was the hyperparathyroidism I had, okay?
Right.
So I was turning to stone.
Wow.
And for a period of 3 years, I could not get out of bed. I was rolled into a fetal position.
Wow.
One day I was in prayer, and, you know, if I had to say I heard the voice of God, I actually heard the voice of God that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard, get up on your tiptoes. And
wow.
I thought to myself, I can't even get out of bed, never mind on my tiptoes. And I heard, yes, you can. And I felt myself lifted off the bed.
Wow. I'm getting chills.
Okay. And then I was on my tiptoes, and they slammed me into my feet.
Ooh.
Do you know it broke every single calcium burr in my body? And I was able to walk for the first time in 3 years.
Wow. Now, that do you believe that was a result of your belief or combination of your belief and your prayer, or it was just time for that to happen? Also.
I think it was just time for it to happen, because after that episode, I started doing meditation every day, and I would stay in meditative sit for anywhere between 7 to 8 hours, because I was on disability at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I devoted to just sitting quiet, and then the next thing I knew, the telepathy, the clairaudience, and everything was just supercharged.
Right.
So it comes down to trusting God, no one and nothing else. So
right.
You can have all this training from all these places, but Bala taught me that it is trusting the master within.
Okay.
So when you trust that master within, you don't need all these pieces of paper. That instant knowledge comes to you instantly.
Even, because okay, I think I even saw one of the symbols, because I was doing a meditation. It was right before that big storm, like around right before the eclipse, I want to say. I think it was January 3rd. She did like a guided meditation. I was off for the week, like you're saying, more time, you know, to devote to it. And right after that meditation, which was deep meditation, I saw like this symbol, like this character, and I couldn't tell whether it was a Hebrew letter or the sign pi or a Greek letter or something from the Kabbalah. And later on, somebody told me that it was Gabriel. Gabriel had sent me, and it has a Hebrew letter from the Bible. But the more I look at like letters and stuff online, the more I thought maybe this was a Reiki symbol and not some Kabbalah. I can't figure out what it was, so I have to try to go back to just hope, and I'm probably going to see it again.
You had to go back and analyze it. Okay, and that's what I'm saying. You got to stay away from the analyzing.
That's so hard.
Just go smack me upside the head. I'm analyzing again.
We have Mars in Aquarius right now, and I'm Aquarius, so it's just going to make me more forceful about it. I just have to back off from it. Okay. Oh, well.
Yep, you're going to do fine, okay?
Mm-hmm. And you see anything about my daughter?
Well, I've got you know, I'd love to be able to spend that time, but I want to try and get at least one more person on.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
No, no, I've enjoyed the conversation.
You're so funny. I hope you're okay with it.
Hey, we have to, you know, funny is a choice. Happiness is a choice.
Yes. But it's a good one.
And today I choose happy because down here in South Florida it's beautiful today.
Oh, it real a bit. Oh, so you broke 60. So did you break 60?
Oh yeah, we're in the 70s today.
Oh, that's good. I think we're about 10.
And the sun's out and it's just gorgeous today.
Oh yeah, we have the sun right now. It's very pretty, but it's a lot of snow and about 10 degrees. But we're safe and warm, so that's good. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And trust yourself.
I will try.
You
too.
Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.
Area code 310. You're on the air. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Alicia, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Alicia. Going
Hi.
Through some ups and downs in life, huh?
Oh, yes. I feel like I've just been beat up.
Yep, and I feel that through your voice and through your body pattern.
Yeah.
I want you to sit up straight.
Okay.
Okay. You feel how that need to cry all of a sudden just came to the forefront?
Yeah.
Okay. Your chakra centers are out of alignment a little bit. So that's why I needed you to sit straight so that I can go into the body pattern and just push that energy straight up.
Okay. I had, I'm just not understanding what's going on around me. It's like, I've had a relocation that went bad. I've been looking for a job, and I feel like people have been wasting my time. And, you know, I'm feeling like I'm a bad mother because me and my son are homeless, and I just don't know what to do.
Sweetie, I understand all that, okay? And this is some of the things that people are going through. Now, you don't no longer need to be a victim. Okay, so even though you're getting the runaround at the present time, when you persevere and stick to it, you're going to find that things start to turn your direction.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Your son loves you no matter what you think you've done to him. And when you're in fear, he goes in fear. All right. So it's actually going to improve for the better.
Okay.
So, you know, you've run into a couple people that are helping you. So now just try and stick with them to get that additional help, okay?
Well, I have to move out of my place in, next month, and I don't know where I'm going to go.
Well, put your faith where it needs to be, and it's going to show you. I just had that recently happen, you know, out of all the stuff that's been going on in my life. You know, and despite it, you have to maintain faith. And
I mean,
will turn it around.
I have been you know, I maintain faith. I've been, in most part, I'm very positive, but it's like I have been slapped every which way but up.
Well, you'll get that slap up soon, okay? I already know it's going to improve for you.
I mean, I'll get my hopes up for a job that I'm thinking I'm going to get, and then I feel like I get a slap in the face. I mean, I've driven all over this town interviewing, and I'm well qualified. And I'm like, why will not anyone hire me?
Yeah, well, I've got to get off the air now. My time's up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and hang in there, all right?
All right.
So everybody take care, and I'll see you again next Saturday. And my board keeps loading more and more, so I'm going to have to limit my calls to one. Thank you, and see you next week.